Recording started.
Well, hello, good evening everyone. I can hear some noise in the background, so I have muted all the lines, but if you could press #6 if your line is open, and that mutes out all the noises. Very much. Well, good evening. It's my pleasure to welcome you to tonight's UK Relive conference call. My name's Faith, and I live in Northampton, and I've been involved with this company for several years now. Well, how time goes so quickly when you're having fun, and you're feeling as healthy as I do. For anyone who's new on the call tonight, you may be wondering what Relive is all about. There'll be many people on the call who aren't new or maybe just getting interested, but Relive is a 30-year-old food science company producing advanced nutrition that's safe for anyone to take. And it's been impacting people's lives for those three decades plus more. It's been impacting people's lives in so, so many ways. And it's a company, through its charitable arm, feeds over 40,000 people, mainly children, every day. We're really proud of that. It's also a business opportunity with one of the best compensation plans in the industry. So Relive is a product and a business driven by results. So let's ask the question, what can Relive do for you and I? Well, let's hear the reality from different people as to what's happened to them. First of all, I'd like to go to Judy. Can you come on, Judy, and explain to us how Relive has impacted your health?
Yes, for sure, Faith. Thank you for having me on tonight. Can you hear me properly?
Fine. Perfect.
Okay, great. Well, Relive surely has impacted my life, and it's even hard to remember, you know, almost 8 years ago, what my life was like before Relive. I'm a medically trained person. I'm a doctor by profession, and at the time I was introduced to Relive, I was living in India, in Calcutta, where we were for already 23 years, I think. So by that time, my medical condition, my health was suffering because of the climate, because of the heat, because of the stress, and I was suffering with fatigue. We had small children at the time, and it wasn't easy. I was suffering from a few things, not only fatigue, but I had beginning joint pains. I was struggling already from my 20s with health and with the digestive issues, chronic constipation and other things. And so when I was introduced to these products, I was thinking, well, very skeptically, what can that do to me? Because you learn to live with these issues and you think they're never going to change. Anyways, without any expectation, I started taking the shakes while I was in India. And within a few weeks, I noticed a difference. And it really surprised me, and not only in energy and better sleep, but also just a sense of well-being. Even in my mind, I felt I could handle stress better. I was, I was just becoming a better mom and a better wife. Somehow, it affected my whole being. My joint pains quickly disappeared. My digestion was a lot better. I've never had an issue since. But my greatest result, Faith, came after about, 6 or 7 months into the product, when I just put a little bit more in my shake, and I started noticing that my sciatica pain, which I had been suffering with very severely for 26 years, started to improve. My muscle twitches went away slowly. I could do more before getting the pain. I was not able to lift heavy weights, to lift my children, to pull clothes out of the washing machine, to go to the market, all these things I was very handicapped in. But over time, these symptoms started to disappear, and I was just like stunned, because in medical school, we don't learn that these issues just disappear, you know, and the nutrition was doing something in my body, and my body was solving these problems for me. I know I still have dilapidated discs in my back, but somehow I'm back to running. I'm back to swimming. I just can lead a normal life. I can go to the gym and even do weights. And it's just miraculous. I'm just so thankful. And these are the things that you see on the outside, but there's other things happening on the inside that were improving. My cholesterol came down and my bones have the density of an average 20-year-old, which I'm very happy about, you know. And at the moment, I'm 66 going on 67. So Relief has done great things for my body and my family, my husband, my children. So I'm very, very grateful that somebody took the time to introduce me to these products.
Wow. That is amazing. And to think that you had sciatica for so long, but yeah, over a period of time, you're back to being able to run. That is amazing. Thanks for sharing,
exactly,
Judy, and we will come back
to
you. Thanks for that. So I'd like to now go to Richard. And Richard, I think you've got an amazing story to tell us tonight as well. So if you press #6, Richard, that should open your line.
Oh, sorry, I had the trouble. I did #6. I think that's good.
That's great. We've got it, you now.
It's the French influence going backwards. Wrong side. We went there. Yeah. Hi, Faith. It's lovely to be on the call. My work is recently. I work in prison in the chaplaincy department. But alongside that, I do the Relive. And I'd like to tell two stories. Of course, Relive, as Judy says, surprised her as a doctor. Relive surprises doctors. I want to tell you about my story when I was going blind. I got a condition called dry AMD, which is basically you get lots of spots on the back of your retina, which show up on the scans, and you go to the eye department of the hospital, and they say, "Mr. Siebes, I'm sorry, there's nothing we can do about this. What would happen is those spots will get bigger and bigger and will grow across the screen, and eventually you will be blind." Well, that was what they told me, but I knew that actually Relive could help this because of some contacts I'd made at the international conference in St. Louis. So I went back and took one more product, because I admit I had to get sent over from America. And I went back 2 months later, and they thought that they got the wrong scan. They thought they got the wrong person. And then I said, "You got the right scan and the right person. It's still me." But all those little dots had completely disappeared, and they had never seen anything like this. The sad thing was that I said to them, "I want to share you what I've done, and I can even connect you with the optometrist who put me onto this when I was at the conference," but you know they weren't interested. I thought that was very sad. They had a whole room full of people waiting in the corridor there with exactly the same thing that I've got, but they weren't able to, if you like, take me seriously. Anyway, something different. In 2013, my sister-in-law had a stroke and a glioblastoma brain tumor, which is one of the most virulent brain tumors out. Right? The normal expectancy is 16 months. The average expectancy is 16 months, and this was in 2013. Immediately she came out of the chemo and the radiation, the surgery, first time round, I said, "Sheila, you need to listen to me, because if you don't listen to me, I'm afraid that tumor is going to come back and you're never going to survive the radiation. You need to flood your body with Relive." Luckily, she did, and she listened. And for many years, she started taking those products 3 or 4 shakes a day, especially during the chemo. Last year, in 2018, I was invited up to the hospital with the products to the top cancer hospital to see the top private surgeon to explain why my sister alone was alive from this condition, had had no reversals of the tumor. It hadn't come back at all in those, and this was 6.5 years later after she was diagnosed. This wasn't 16 months. This wasn't even 3 years. This was 6.5 years, and she's still doing well. She's never had any return of the tumor, and she got through the chemo without any slowing down at all. She's got 9 grandchildren, goes to church, goes to dinner parties, went on holiday, all that stuff. Very different from when my late wife had chemo, and it absolutely decimated her. during the treatments. So doctors are surprised. One doctor listened, one doctor didn't, right? And we've got a message to take to the world, and I'm going to be part of that message.
Wow. That is an amazing story, Richard. Mm-hmm. And, at this point, it's always good to say that Relive is just amazing nutrition, top quality nutrition, makes no claims for any cures or diagnosis. Sure. It just gives the body what it needs so that it has a chance to fight back and repair itself as it was designed to do. So, Richard, thanks for sharing that amazing story. I'd like to go across now to Victoria. Can you come on and tell us how it's impacted you, Victoria?
Yes, Faith. Hello, everyone. I'm Victoria. I'm 37 years old. I live in Paris, and I was born with sickle cell anemia. It's a genetic disorder that causes the red blood cells to be deformed, and this leads to several health complications such as low immunity, infection, blood transfusions, and severe pain crises where I have to be hospitalized and given morphine to relieve the pain. And I have lived through this all my life. I started taking the shakes in July 2017, and I noticed immediately that I had better sleep, I had regular bowel movement, and I woke up less tired. By the next week, I had no more joint pains, and I had stopped bleeding in my gums. I saw my hematologist last month, and he told me that my blood work was so fine, he took me off one of the drugs I had been taking since 2010. So really, these products have changed my life. They've changed my family's life, and I will never stop taking them.
Wow. Well, if anyone knows what sickle cell is like, a very debilitating illness with horrendous pain, and to know that you have come through that and are managing so well, Victoria, that is really encouraging. Thank you so much for coming on. So as I said earlier, we don't make any claims for a cure, but as others have mentioned, medical doctors in their training don't get taught about nutrition, but we have amazing nutrition that we want to share with people. It's about sharing information and people make their choices. But the only way people get to know it is those of us that have joined the business and want to share that information with others. So I'd like to go back to Judy now. And Judy, you've been sharing this information with others and building a business. Can you tell me what's happened with your business?
Yeah, well, 8 years ago when we were still living in India, it was not easy to do the business. I didn't even think I could. But, you know, when you get so touched by what Relive is all about, the company, and you hear the stories, how can you keep your mouth shut? Really, you have to share. So on my trips to Europe, my family lives in the Netherlands and my husband is American, so we made trips to America. And whenever I would meet people and opportunities presented itself, I would share Relive and got people started over the years. And I must say, looking back, I have never had a month without an income and always enough to cover my own product use, which was a miracle to me because being so far away, I could do things by computer and phone and would call in to hear stories, to get myself pumped up and motivated. But now I'm living in the Netherlands again since 2 years and really working on kickstarting my business. This month I earned a bonus and I was very happy because I came in first in the Netherlands and Germany combined. So that was a big boost for my motivation and just to keep on going and sharing the blessings of the products but also helping people with their finances. So I'm looking forward to really taking my business to the next level in the coming months.
Great.
Really working hard at it.
Yeah, good. And congratulations on winning your bonus. Well done. And
yeah, thank you.
We look forward to hearing of many, many more like that. So well done, Judy.
Thank you.
So Richard, I can imagine with the results you've had yourself personally and helping your sister-in-law, just to name two lives that have been impacted, can you tell us what's happened in your business then, please?
Yeah, I'd like to just say that when I first started, I wasn't looking for the business. So my wife got some results with the gall reflux, and I got results with constipation and stuff like this. But I knew that when I saw that there was such, heard the stories, I thought, let's just give it a whirl. In my first month, I told pretty well everybody I met about Relive, and some of them joined the company and took the products, and I earned £300. I'd just been made redundant from the prison work that I was doing, so this was a very good bonus, and it sort of kept me going. And then over the years, you know, I haven't been able to give much time to it, but it was in January of this year that I think I was first in Europe. So I got an income on that month particularly of £1,250, which was amazing for me. Right? And now I've got these results recently. I'm jolly well going to expand this and come at it seriously and take more time for the Relive, because I just love doing it. It's wonderful to be able to make a difference in people's lives and get paid for it.
Yes, amazing. Amazing, Richard. So, yes, thanks for sharing that tonight. And, yes, we look forward to hearing many more bonuses that you'll gain, so I'm sure you will do. So, Victoria, would you tell us how your business is growing? Because I know you're excited about that.
Yes, I am indeed. I actually have always been entrepreneurial and open-minded. So, like everyone knows, I found Relive. Relive didn't find me. I did my research. I went to the Direct Selling Association, and I found the company. And I came on board. I attended my first conference in 2018, October, and I just couldn't shut my mouth, you know. I had so much social proof. I was so glad to tell everybody that, look, these products work. Look, this business is real. You should really think about, you know, quitting the rat race. So I've been getting customers. I've been getting new bonuses. I got a bonus in February, and, you know, it really got me motivated. I got my commission this month, and I'm like, okay, I'm not stopping. I'm keeping it going.
Well done. Well yes. done, Victoria. And I know that with your motivation and your desire to help others, it's always going to be on the up, and, you know, keep going and looking up, as it were, climbing and helping others. And the only way we do that is we help others. So we reach down and help others too. So thanks for sharing tonight. So, Rachel, could you come on and tell us how your business has grown over the last couple of years, especially?
Hi, Faith. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, great. Thank you.
Well, like you said, my name is Rachel. I'm from Northern Ireland, and my degree is in early years, so my background's in preschool education. And initially, I was not, me or my husband were not interested in a business opportunity at all. We said, no, definitely not. That would not be us. We just weren't open-minded enough, but we had really good follow-up, and after I had seen such great results with my health and my husband's, we had been introduced to enough business stories to know that if we introduced just three people, that would be able to start an income for us, and we weren't really financially very secure at the time, so we decided that was all we would do, but because people noticed a difference in me, and because we couldn't keep our mouths shut, as happens with Relive very often, we just kept introducing people to the lady who had introduced us and listened and learned, and very quickly went to the top profit level. And within 4 months, we got top in Europe, and we'd won business builder bonuses along the way, which was a really happy surprise for us. And that meant that we earned our way to America to the international conference that year, which was fantastic and very motivational to hear. There was just about 3,000 people there that year, and to hear all the health stories and all the business stories, we came back so motivated and ready to really hit the business hard when we got back home. So we were able to start up Tuesday opportunity meetings and Saturday morning trainings here in the north of Ireland, and the best thing was then we were able to help other people do the same thing and grow their businesses. And although we have won trips to Paris and the Netherlands, and we were on a trip to Lapland there at the start of this year, it's all been fantastic, but it's even better whenever you help other people win their way. Someone in our organization won their way to Cyprus, and they win Millionaire Weekends, and it's just so much fun getting to meet people at conferences too across Europe and talk to people over in America. I just really love meeting everybody in the business and helping people, and maybe somebody needs to get their line there. But our best month so far is just shy of £4,500, and we're now senior directors with Reliv, and we just want to keep on helping more people and helping other people to grow their business. And I would like to actually congratulate you, Faith, because you won a great bonus this month too in the UK, going top in the UK. So
Thank you, Rachel. Thank you very much. Thank you. Yeah, I can hear somebody trying to put their children to bed. So if that's you, can you perhaps mute your line? You know, people don't always realise that their line's open. Someone trying to put their children to bed. So
can you tell them how to do it?
#6 is a good idea. #6, should you mute your line? It's very unusual that the lines are open. That's gone quiet now. Great. Well, it shows that we are live. We are we're just ordinary folk, and we still manage to help people not only with their health but also with their finances, and that's great. Well, at this point, I'd like to introduce our very special guest tonight. He's helped so many people. Well, I think I'd just better let Pat introduce himself, tell his story. He's one of our top distributors, and he's just an amazing gentleman. So, Pat, could you come on and tell us your health and business story, and then we can just get into something that Rachel mentioned a little earlier.
Sure.
So, Pat, come on
over. Yeah, no problem at all, Faith. Yeah, I've been in the business quite a few years now, folks, 28 years, and came into it during a tough recession we were having in the United States back in 1990. My brother was actually the second distributor here in Chicago, and I was one of the first people he contacted. And initially, I really wasn't that interested in the business for a couple reasons. First of all, I knew nothing about network marketing, didn't know anybody who was ever in it or how it worked or anything. But the more important reason was that things were going very well in what I was doing, which was placing people in jobs around the Chicagoland area, and, you know, I was doing very well. And so I wasn't looking for anything. I did go on the product and have fantastic results with the energy, just feeling better, sleeping better. Went on from there to have results with arthritis. My knees were so bad, you know, due to sports injuries when I was younger, and it caught up to me as I got older. And they were actually talking about double knee replacements. 6 weeks on the product, I was pain-free. And during this time, the recession started, and I looked to do something to supplement my income. I gave my brother a call, went out to a meeting, became a distributor, knew nothing about this business, but I was very teachable. I just listened to what my brother told me to do, and I went ahead and did it. And started talking to people, but bringing people into the business, putting people onto the product. But I was fortunate enough to go to a conference within the first couple of weeks of being in this business and flew down to Texas and met with our three top distributors. These guys are making anywhere from $12,000 to $17,000 a month. And, you know, you're talking some pretty serious money. The company was only 2 years old at the time. And what I saw was a way to get financial freedom, something I'd been looking for my whole life. And I came home from the conference, had a long talk with my wife, told her I really wanted to go after this business, and I wanted to leave a 21-year job and go full-time with Reliv. A month later, I left that 21-year job, went full-time. And, you know, the rest is kind of history. Within a little bit over 2 years, I became a presidential director. My income was well over $100,000 a year. Went on from there, probably between 3.5 to 4 years. It grew to about $250,000, went up to $500,000 a year, and our best year was close to $700,000. So, you know, as you can tell, it's probably changed, not probably, it has changed our life completely. We're debt-free. We own a condominium here in Chicago, and then another one down in Florida. We spend the winters down in Florida now and get away from the cold weather of Chicago. And we just have a tremendous lifestyle. But the joy you get out of being in this business is really what drives and motivates a lot of us about how many lives can be changed by you coming into this business, you know, both from a health standpoint, which you heard, but also from a business standpoint. People who had no way to turn, you know, were really in bad financial straits, you know, had the opportunity to come into this business and really change their life completely. And so that's kind of my story, Faith, in a short nutshell.
Wow. That sort of figure is just mind-blowing, Pat. You know, when you say 700,000, I mean, that's some people can't make that in a lifetime. So that is just amazing. And, you know, it's as we always say, we don't say these things to boast. We just tell people this so that they understand that this is a real business with a real opportunity, and there's no ceiling, there's no cap on the earnings. But one of the things that
you know why it's such an exciting business, Faith, it's because of the potential. You have the potential to do whatever you want with this business. I'm nothing exceptional. I'm just an average person who saw an extraordinary opportunity and took advantage of it. And the rest of the people in the Hall of Fame, you know, I know them all, obviously, and we're all the same, you know. Those three guys I sat down with, the conference was making $12,000 or $17,000. They were nice guys and everything, but they weren't doing anything I couldn't do. And I haven't done anything that each and every person on this phone can't do, Faith.
That's the thing. Thank you very much for that, Pat. Well, as I said, Rachel mentioned earlier that after the conference, her and her husband went home and they started up Tuesday and Saturday training. Well, Pat, just tell us what Saturday training can do for your business. What's the benefit of it?
Well, you know, it's part of the system. And I always, in fact, one of the reasons I came into the business so quickly is I saw the system, and I thought it was the most beautiful thing I'd ever seen as far as a business plan of helping people learn this business but turning around and teaching the people the same business. And I've always followed the system. I've been, you know, kind of a fanatic about it, to tell you the truth, Faith, because I've seen it work over and over again. So I encourage everybody, you know, when they come in, sit down with the person, the new people, about following the system. Does everybody do it? No, unfortunately. But the ones that have done it have been a success. Because I've done that, you know, this company is paying me somewhere between $12 and $13 million because I've never deviated from using the system. So what the training does is we do it every Saturday as part of the system. But what it does is reinforce what you tell your new people. When we sit down with a person after signing them up, you know, I'm sure everybody on this phone knows, you know, to sit down with the person, go over what their goals are going to be, and then using the system going on and telling them how they can accomplish this. And I personally go over every part of the system and, you know, lay it out in my own words and just sit down and tell the people. Does that mean every person that I talk to, you know, they're going to, you know, follow and stuff? No, unfortunately, no. But I'll tell you one thing. The ones that do follow the system are the ones that become successful in this business. So what the training does, actually, is it reinforces what you sit down and tell that new person to do. It goes over the complete system along with a lot of other things, but it reinforces what you as a distributor have told the person. So now the new person sitting there, you've told them this, but now they see it up on the screen there with, you know, lots of people in the room and everybody talking and reinforcing what you said. So hopefully if they see that, they're going to start following the system and, you know, hopefully, you know, become successful. Plus there's something about a group type thing. That's why we have the Tuesdays and Saturdays. It's people getting together, focusing on one thing, one goal. And on the Saturday training, your goal is to go ahead and become a successful distributor, Faith.
Mm-hmm. I'm really sorry, Pat. There's quite a lot of noise going
on. Yeah,
I
know. That's okay. Don't worry about it. I've been in worse things.
Yes, I know we all have.
I've had enough of these phone calls, Faith. Don't worry about it.
It doesn't put us off, does it, Pat? We just keep going. That's what we do.
That's right, exactly. Just keep on going.
Just keep on going.
Yeah, right. But it also, Faith, it also shows the importance of support, the support that's there for the new person, okay? And that's just so important. You know, people ask me, you know, Pat, when you're looking for somebody, what type of personality are you looking for? And I says, you know what, there's no way you can judge a person because you don't know what's inside a person. You don't know what hopes and desires a person has. They're not going to come out and be telling you that right away and stuff like this. So that's why, you know, you don't prejudge people at all. But I'll tell you one thing, Faith, the people that become successful are the ones that use us, all the support that's there for them. The people that fail go out and try to do it on their own and ignore the support that's there for them. The Saturday training shows the importance of the support and the way to use it and the success that is there for them, because they're going to hear stories through that training, but they're all going to see, you know, as we map it out for the people, you know, the system and talking to people and using your upline support that's there for you. All of these things are emphasized very strongly on the Saturday training, and hopefully the people are going to, you know, follow it.
That is fantastic, Pat. So is there anything that you'd like to leave us with, a little nugget about Saturday training and using the system?
People say, well, gee, are we hearing the same thing every Saturday? Well, of course you're hearing the same thing every Saturday, because that's how you build a business. If you change things every Saturday, how in the heck are you going to learn anything? Well, people say, well, I get bored listening to it. I say, well, if you have a new person there, you're not going to get bored, okay? Uh-huh. And that's what it's for, too, Faith. It's about bringing new people to that Saturday training, people that have just come in. Because it's exciting when you have a new person there.
Mm, for sure.
But it also, what it does, Faith, it makes people aware of people have won bonuses, people have won your millionaire weekends, you know, and looking at those people and saying, well, gee, if she's done it, why can't I? If he's done it, why can't I? And there's no reason why you could. Mm-hmm. And also makes people aware of any upcoming events that you have. But what it does really, Faith, it basically lays out a road to success if you follow it, right. You know, so don't go out and try to do things your own way. You don't have to. It's all laid out there for you. This company's been around for about 30 years now. You know, we know what the heck we're doing. So just lay it out. Don't try to change it. Because I've seen them try to change it and change it here in the United States. You know, it's destroyed organizations left and right. And I know what happened over in England, too. You know, just follow with the basics that, you know, of this business, and you guys will be great, you know.
Oh, Pat, that is just amazing, and you're just such a lovely, you've just got such a wealth of information, and we could listen to you for a long time, and really appreciate you coming on tonight. And how often do people get to hear such words of wisdom from a business builder in ordinary, everyday work? People don't support each other the way we do in Real Life. So I really appreciate your words of wisdom. Yeah. As you well know, having been in the search business previously.
Right, yeah. I'm happy to do it, Faith, anytime, hon.
Thank you so much, Pat. So I'd just like to invite Leslie to come on and give us a summary, Leslie, of tonight's call.
Wow.
Wow, yes.
I've said it in three letters. I think, oh gosh, there was so much I got from what Pat said. I mean, but the stories were all great. It was great to hear everybody sharing. But when we come to Saturday trainings, it is about doing what successful people have already done. It's that road to success that Pat mentioned. And that training reinforcing what you've already said to your new distributor, that shows the power of the training and why we do it and why we don't have to worry about it being the same every week. In fact, we should rejoice in it being the same every week, because the new people aren't bored, and nor will you be if you have new people there. And that's the whole purpose of us having a system. And I love what Pat said about the potential of this business is so exciting. Mm-hmm. You know, it's the business that's exceptional. We don't have to be exceptional people. We just have to be normal people who use a system that turns us into business builders, into people who can succeed if that's what we want to do. But we do need to use the system.
Mm-hmm. Fantastic. Thanks, Leslie. That was just amazing. So much to say, and we could add so much more to that. But
oh,
I just want...
I've got a page here.
Yeah, and it's hard for me listening and thinking and writing because I've made so many notes as well. But, you know, that's what's great about our business, the camaraderie, the support. And I can't emphasize that enough, the support that we get when we are part of this organization is just amazing. Nothing like this in any corporate environment ever. So all it's left for me to say is, good night to everyone. I'll open the line so that everyone can say good night. But, yes, another Monday call will be had next week. You'll be listening out for a recording because it's bank holiday, but there'll still be a storyline open for anyone that wants to tap in. It'll be a recording. But so good night to everyone, and speak to you again soon.
Bye.
Thank you, Faith. Good night.
Good night, everyone.
Good night.
Thank you, Faith.
Bye-bye. Good night, everyone.
Good night.